Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bear with Leif. This week, I believe, is episode 44, and today I am joined by the one and only Max Ogle.
Hello.
Max, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very excited for this. I apologize. I was super late.
Hey, no,
Snowmageddon, you know.
I was having a nap, dude. It's it's okay.
Oh, it's a perfect napping day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's really, really snowy out.
And
it's weird because this is way more north than where I'm from, but people turn into idiots when it snows up here. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing. It's like people have never seen snow before.
Uh-huh.
And that these 4 inches, that's it. We're done. Yeah. There's no more. This is it.
This is
it's
why
over.
Y'all fucking up. Get a Subaru. Okay.
Yeah. It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, I believe all the milk and bread in New York City is officially gone.
No. Yeah. I work in a grocery store. Yep. I can attest. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, it's like, oh, it's okay. First of all, the stores probably won't close.
Nope.
Secondly, tomorrow it will be not snowing. We'll have about 4 inches and everything. All the snow will be off the sidewalks, which actually most of the sidewalks, they're already off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, what it, like, people, it's complete Armageddon. I was, like, smoking a cigarette just now, and there was a dad pulling his daughter on a sled, and, it's just like, fucking get it together, man. Find a hill, dog. This is not the sidewalks, really. But like, I tried to be nice. I tried to like give him like the, oh, you're doing a nice thing look or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just like looked at me like I should fuck off and die. so I don't know. It's fun. But
oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get it. Go to Prospect Park. It's not too far.
That's true. Oh, it must be crazy there right now. All the kids out there.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God. Just mob rule. And that's where it starts. It's all over.
Yeah, but that's how you learn where you stand on the pecking order, man. It's like, oh, are you king of the sledding hill? Like, life's going to be good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
The literal king of the hill.
Yeah.
He'll be challenged. He'll learn how to take that challenge.
Yeah, just make sure you keep like growing as a person and like you don't peak.
Yeah,
on
no,
the sledding
hill. Don't peek on the sledding hill. Then you have a tough life in front of you.
Mm-hmm,
Some say I may have peaked on the sledding hill.
Oh man,
I was the best at sledding.
Do you just like sharpen skates at an ice rink now? Is that what you do now?
When they let me. Yeah,
I feel that's the only job available to someone who peaks on the sledding hill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when I get the chance, I'll skate and show off.
Mm-hmm.
Even though most people are still better, I still like do it with an attitude.
Oh sure.
Yeah, it's great. But that was a fun intro. We should probably get in the episode.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Bye. Max?
Yes.
Who are you?
I am a comedian, I guess. I guess that's what I would call myself. I'm 23. I'm from West Virginia, and I'm not here to make friends. That's who I am. I don't know. I'm like a chill dude, chill bro.
Nice.
100%.
I don't know what that means.
In it for the money. 100%.
Oh, 100. There we go. I'm on board.
Yeah. Art can kind of fuck off. I'm like just about like doing it for the money. That's 100% me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I like that. I like that. That's a lot of confidence. Do you ever get tired of that song, West Virginia?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
No, it's like one of those things where like when you're from there, when you hear it, you grind your teeth.
Yep.
And then like you leave and you hear people are like, oh, John Denver.
Yep.
Like like I was in Scotland when I was like 19, 18 or something. And they'd be like, where are you from? And I'd say, and they'd be like, John Denver. And I'd be like, fucking shut up. Shut up. My sister went to Turkey and like she was like playing backgammon and drinking tea with some old man, and he was like, oh, John Denver? Like, it's fucking incredible. John Denver barely spent any time in West Virginia.
It's so funny. Just being from the country, I heard that song entirely too much. And it's catchy. I don't mind when it's playing, but it's forever burned into my mind. And that has come up in my conversations, being like, oh, like, you know the song by John Denver? It's like, I lived in New Jersey. There should be no connection other than that there are trees.
Well, I mean,
I can't imagine what you've been through.
New Jersey is like the state high school of West Virginia. Like, yeah, because WVU is...
Yeah, I know everyone goes there. So many people from, like, friends of mine who went there.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them now, I do too.
So. Well, I mean, because it's just a party school, and so we just get, like, the dregs of...
Oh, it's a real bummer.
All of the Northeast. Yeah. And so I just grew up in a town full of rambunctious 19-year-olds from New Jersey.
Nice. Oh, so you were right in the college town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's I just drank a lot, because... Mm. It's awful, dude. Like, it's so bad. Like, bro, dude.
It's fucking... Those are the people I grew up with.
Like, I worked at a Subway that was near one of the, like, housing complexes. That was my first job. And I remember, like, before I even did comedy, like, I would get recognized by, like, Jersey bros. They'd be like, bro, are you the fucking guy that works at Subway?
Oh, God.
And I'd be like, yeah, dude. And they'd be like, you're fucking hilarious, bro. Yeah,
I probably know his name.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They're all Josh.
Oh, they are the worst. I'll never forget going to a party. It was a friend of a friend. So, like, I went with my good friend. We went to this party. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I should not be in here. This one guy comes in. And they're all, most of them, stereotypical Jersey bros. But this one guy comes in, and I could just sense it. Mm-hmm. And he comes in, he looks around at, like, all these people who he hasn't seen in a year. He looks down, he sees a dishwasher, and he goes, bro, that's a fine machine, bro. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's like the fucking... What is he, the fucking Maytag man?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he, like, installs them or whatever. He may not. That's just who they are. There's mm-hmm. like, yo, bro, machines and, like, man stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Right.
I mean.
Dude, so many O's when they say dude.
Yeah. I mean.
It's all O's.
Dude. Yeah.
Dude.
No, it's, dude. Hey. Yeah, I'd say the West Virginia equivalent is, like, you take that machine out and you put, like, a rifle on the table and put it in, like, 12 pieces.
Yep.
And he's just like, oh, man, when I'm done with this thing, I'm going to be able to hit it from 700 yards further. That's crazy,
man.
Yeah.
So weird. One thing I wanted to say, mm-hmm. and to this day, and I've said it several times when I've seen you, your show, Riff and Bits, hands down, the most fun show to watch.
Oh, thank you so
Without
much.
Without a doubt. It's the perfect mix of, like, improv and kind of roast battle-y.
Yeah, I guess
But
a
without
roasty
it
sometimes.
Being mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you can kind of make a shot at someone, but for the most part, you're just looking at a picture.
Yeah.
And who can do a better job riffing off of it?
Yeah, no, like, yeah, it's
great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like that it can get a little roasty, but I like to keep, if it's going to be like a formatted roast, I like it to, like, just be about me. So I don't have trouble booking people, you know?
Yep. And that's the best part is, like, people were making fun of you more than anything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The roasts back and forth were always very positive. Like, oh, that was actually a great joke. Or,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
yeah,
was,
yeah.
It, and honestly, so I've seen hundreds of shows and I loved watching that. And unfortunately,
thanks,
I only caught one.
Yeah, well, I think you caught the last one, probably.
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
Well, the last one for now.
For now. New venues coming.
Yeah, we gotta get resituated. But yeah, no, I really love that show. It's
the best show.
Yeah.
The best. And I cannot wait for it to get started again.
It's nice just because, like, with the amount of people I have to book for that show, it's like you have a built-in audience and comics seem to like it and they seem to like coming out and it gets rowdy and they like shout from the back, which is fun.
Yeah, it's that's what, yeah, everyone's involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone's making jokes. It was like all comedians in the crowd, but everyone was laughing, making fun of people. It was just such a great experience.
Yeah, and there was one where we had like a like really good like real audience.
Yeah.
And,
nice.
Yeah, and like it was fun because, like, even though, like, they weren't, like, riffing back and forth, like, I don't know, like, there was somehow, like, their energy was still part of it. I don't know. I like it because it's just, like, very much the whole crowd and show is, like, a unit, and it's cool.
Yep.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's, it was such a great show.
So, Riff and Bits come out sometime, somewhere,
it'll
eventually.
Happen. But, yeah, it really was. I can't say it enough. The most fun I had at a show.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it was always nice to remember how to use PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I was making the show and I was like, okay, so what's this show going to be? Because, like, I didn't want to do it originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll do this show. And then I just went winged it. I don't know. So I did it.
Either or. There we go.
Like, I was just like, let's just do a PowerPoint. I don't know. But it was, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you're in the New York area in the future, just keep up with it.
Yeah,
it's a fun show.
Hit us up and we will tell you where it's at.
Yeah, slide in my DMs. I'll tell you.
Ooh, DMs. I genuinely don't know how to direct message someone on Twitter. I found that out this week.
Really?
I just don't belong on social media or technology in general. Like, I belong in the woods without electricity.
Mm.
So I was trying to just direct message. Just got to the point I gave up and I just found their number and called them. I was like, this is just easier.
Yeah. I mean,
it's real bad.
Well, sometimes the old-fashioned way is the way to do it, you know?
Maybe. That's very kind of you. But it's not anymore. No. It's a direct tweet. That should be real easy.
Why don't you just tweet message at them?
I think I did do that as well, but I failed. Like, it ended up being just like a tweet. And I was like, no, that's not what I was going for.
Well, yeah, but if you're like, you know, at Louis C.K., stop leaving the butter out. Like, Louis would be like, dude, stop publicly shaming me. And
that is true. Yeah. It makes for more entertaining content, which, sure, I'm just bad at. Outside of podcasting, just no content. I don't post on Instagram. Turns out I found out I have 2 pictures on Instagram.
Oh, you gotta up your content game, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta, yeah.
You're selling a lifestyle now.
I know. I'm just,
you can't just be like a joke guy anymore.
I know.
You gotta be like a joke guy who like does cute shit as well.
Yep. It's tough. I'm slowly getting there, but it's also not, I don't want to use the word brand, but I've unfortunately, especially growing this beard out, people have very much been like, oh, you're the weird outdoorsy guy who like just doesn't quite get it. And I was like, who I am. It's not a brand. I'm trying, guys.
You're like the lumberjack who complains about a splinter.
Yeah. Oh,
was that roasty? Sorry.
No, not at all. That's actually really funny. I enjoyed it.
But,
please, I need more people to make fun of me on this podcast.
You just look like a lumberjack who like knows what kind of lotion he wants to use.
And that's true.
You know?
I know what type of lotion I have to use because my skin is very delicate, so I can't have oil in
Okay.
It. It's got to be oil-free and very sensitive.
Oh, shit.
I know. But man, I do miss the outdoors bad.
Yeah, no, it's I just pretend that like buildings are rocks sometimes. Like, I'll just be like, what am I walking down Franklin Avenue? Okay, these buildings are rock cliff. These other buildings are rock cliffs. There are a couple trees.
Like, oh, I'm like walking through a little valley
crevasse
right now.
You know,
it's
yeah,
very nice.
It's like, yeah, no,
yeah,
fucking, yeah, no, I miss the outdoors a lot.
Sometimes, I do a similar thing. I just try not to think about like, oh, these are buildings with thousands of people in them. I'm just kind of like, oh, these are just thing.
You wanna?
That's a.
Is that a bummer?
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Okay,
let me stop right here. Hey everybody, we are back, and I don't remember what we're talking about, but what we're just saying. What?
I mean, so many cool things. Like branding.
So cool things.
Just talking about branding.
Oh god, I will slap me in the face
if
I ever say
that.
Just
like talking about your brand, dude.
Oh, gross.
It's just like,
I don't want it. I just want to be me. Can I just be me?
That's not a brand, bro.
I know, but that's what everyone has branded me as, just me being me.
No, that's like a lame brand, dude. That's like,
yeah, you're telling me. I know that.
That's like the
I live with this every day.
You're like the one dude with a beard on the like ads that they put above the men's section at Target, you know? How they have like the in-store pictures of like, it's like, these are 5 people wearing clothes that might be from here. You're the guy with the beard. You're beard guy.
God damn it. Oh.
So unless you like your brand being 1/5 of a Target clothes advertisement, you gotta up your brand game.
I do have to up my brand game.
You gotta like do cross stitching or something.
I don't know if that should be my brand.
I mean, why not?
I would rather stick with the outdoors thing.
Well, that's kind of like outdoorsy cute. I think you should do cross stitch.
Possibly. I mean,
if you don't do cross stitch, I'm going to do cross stitch.
You should do cross stitch. I would rather learn how to I know how to sew, but knit, because then I can make something I can wear, as opposed to cross stitching is usually just for art, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's cool, but I think I would rather do, like, knitting and, like, knit myself a hat or gloves or something.
Yeah, but then, like, see, like, you'd think that that's, like, more utilitarian, but if you're thinking about space conservation, in the new urban environment, we're getting smaller and smaller apartments, and so, like, yarn takes up fucking space, dude.
Yeah.
Like, my mom knit a lot.
Maybe I'll just get real good at sewing, because then I could just sew everything up. Like, the huge rip on my pants that I realized when I left the house. My ass is just out.
Oh, man. I'm pretty badass at mending. Nice. Like, all the crotches on my pants blow out all the time. And so,
Yeah, so. Nice.
Oh, I'd be mending.
Dude,
I stay mending.
I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, you could.
Eh.
No, I'm not going to. I like it.
Oh, that's, I don't know how to take that.
No, Leif, I like it.
Do I take the chance and keep doing it as a bit? Or do I just stop it as a bit?
Why don't you keep trying?
Concerned with the direction of how I should go.
Bitch. Do it.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it. Anyways.
You ever get lost in a bit?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. That's my whole life.
Oh, me too. It's real bad.
No, ever since I've started doing bits, it's just been a spiral to where it's like, this is all bits, you know?
I usually double down. I've been trying to double down and do nothing but bits. However, people then get very confused. And when I have a conversation, I want to connect with that person. I want to get to know them. The thing is, I have a tendency to just go too hard in listening and concentrating on what they're saying that eventually I'm just like, oh God, we're in the middle of bits. What is going on? I don't know. And I just have to be like, I feel like I'm turning into Todd Glass where I'm like, wait, are we doing a bit? All right, we're back in the bit. We're doing this. You're saying this and I'm doing this.
Yeah.
We're going back to the bit. Let's do it. And
no,
it's like,
I got
at
myself
that point,
in trouble today.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah. I got myself in trouble today. Cause like I'm in a group chat with like 9 other comics.
Oh no.
Yeah,
the
chats
worst. Are the worst.
It's the worst. I can't not participate. But like today, this morning, I like brought back this old bit that was like a big Facebook bit that we did this summer. And one of the dudes in it was like, dude, I fucking hate that bit. If you do that, if you keep doing it, I'm going to kick you out of the fucking chat, bro. And so I was like,
dude.
Bring it, dude, bring it. And it developed into a thing where we were actually like, God, we're all adults. And we were like yelling at each other in this group chat. And I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And I left a group chat, you know, like an AOL chat room, but just my friends.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I didn't think that that's where I'd be as a young adult, just like storming out of group chats with righteous fury, you know, like they're not letting me do my bits. Okay. I'm not free here. Okay, I'm an artist,
yeah,
and I gotta do group chat bits.
I'll tell you right now, comedy stunts your growth outside of becoming a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
Like, you just get thrown back, because I've had to do the same thing, and I am old.
Yeah, I just
it's just like, oh, no, what have I done?
I just feel like I'm like a broken teenager who's baby crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, as I get older, I'm like, oh, man, maybe one of those kids would be cool, but then I'm just like, I just want the kids, because I'll be like, I bet he'd let me do bits, you know, like...
I would teach him to do bits all the time.
Like, fucking Tommy, what'd I say? Huh? Play to the highest intelligence in the room. You're still doing poop jokes? What are you, four?
Oh,
you're four
God.
And a half now.
When Tommy's in high school, he's going to turn around and just be like, my dad just won't shut the fuck up about bits, just bits nonstop. I got to get out of here. It turns out to be just like the opposite of what a comedian would be.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be.
Dad, I don't want to do bits. I love trig. I love trig, okay? I just don't want to do bits, Dad. But yeah, bits are,
yeah,
they can get you into trouble, man.
I get in trouble a lot, also because I have a very dry delivery and I'm usually quiet. So when I say something, people just perpetually don't know if it's a bit or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll deliver it and then not even acknowledge. I'll just be like, say it as if I'm talking. And it's gotten me in trouble a few times. And dating is a nightmare.
Well, always, yeah.
It's been real bad. I'm very lucky, went on a wonderful first date the other day. But even when we were out, like once in a while, we would check and be like, bits? Yeah? All right, cool. Like just every once in a while, be like, okay, real life or bits right now? Cool. Because a lot of the times it was like start off as a bit and then.
Wait, you were dating a comic?
I went on a date
with comic.
Someone who has done comedy and.
Okay.
We really didn't talk about like comedy and whatnot, but she does comedy, but we were just doing bits and stuff. And then all of a sudden we'd be like, wait, are we still doing bits? I'd be like, I don't know if we are. And like, we're getting like very lost. I was like constantly checking in, being like, hold on, I'm very lost again.
No, I was on a date with a comic once, and it was funny because we were just like deciding whether or not we were going to get an appetizer or something. And it was just like a really good back and forth, just like a real well-written, like clippy, like good beats conversation about whether or not to get an appetizer. We decided to skip, and the waitress was like, that was like a skit. And I was just like, this could work. Like, I could be with this person, you know, as long as our dialogue, our back and forth are very well written.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, let's do it. I want to take that leap. Yeah.
Hey, darling, I'm really sorry, but we're writing you out this season. Yeah, it's just not, like, we're losing that chemistry.
We're focus testing you. It's just not good.
Yeah,
it's
I've
not
been
good.
Written out of several series.
No, but the dry delivery is great for like a dead long-term relationship, you know?
For very you know? Sad,
yeah, like once it's done, you can just like do that and she'll be like, what are you joking? And you'll be like,
I don't know.
No.
I'm just like looking at her like blankly like, I don't know anymore. Where am I?
100%. No, I'm not.
I've been told by every long-term relationship I've had, when I get really depressed, I'm hilarious. And I was like, God damn it. Or they always say, you're really funny when you're miserable. I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm just apparently much... It's because everything slows down.
Oh, that's
anxiety.
True.
And when I'm depressed, it's after the anxiety. So the anxiety is gone. Now I'm just sad as fuck.
Sure.
But everything slows down. And then my dry sense of humor works off well because since I have no emotion, it's easier to be dry because that's just how it's coming out. It's dead.
See,
I need to learn how to duplicate that, but can't.
See, that's the... I'm kind of the... I think I'm funnier when I'm anxious.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I get like really depressed, I just get mean. You know? Like, I just get super good at like kicking out that one domino. Like, if someone's a tower of dominoes, I'm like,
and it just spirals.
And I don't even mean to, and then they're just like, you've ruined my whole life.
Yeah, oh no.
Yeah, and I'm great. Like, sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't. When I'm anxious, I have a tendency to just talk too quickly, and no one understands. And then eventually, if I get too anxious, my mind stops, like all processes. And I'll be sitting there like... It's not even that I'm trying to remember what I was talking about or have a general direction. Everything, blank slate.
Sure.
And so that's when I snap in. And I've gotten to the point now where I at least can be like, oh, everything I was thinking is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start from scratch. And here we go.
Mm.
But I've been, when I first started comedy, and if that happened, which it did,
right,
I would just be like, I'm thanks, bye. Like, I had a 10-minute set. A minute, it was a mic. But a minute in that happened, I just went... All right, I'm going to go. Bye. And like left. And people were like, you just need to keep doing it, man. I was like, no, that's the thing. There's nothing. There is not a word that's happening or pictures or anything. It is just blank slate.
Wow.
Real bad. Yeah, it's a bummer. But that's also why I now am on anti-anxiety medication.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out it was a really bad problem.
How's that working out? Is that good?
Yep. It was night and day.
Okay. Because I hate antidepressants, but anti-anxiety medication, I feel like I could jive with.
They're pretty much, anxiety and depression are two of the same things. Well,
yeah, but you can treat them. I just want benzos, baby. Give me sweet benzos.
Benzos.
I'm tired of these SSRIs. They make me forget about stuff. I want benzos.
Technically, what I'm on is both an antidepressant and anxiety thing.
Oh.
But I was also very lucky to find the right medication in the first go.
Yeah.
It's like pretty light. It's not terribly addictive. And like, if I quit it, it'd probably be a couple weeks of my brain just being a little discombobulated, but wouldn't be the worst.
Right.
But man, the day I started it, the next morning or two mornings, I used to put my, like, a million thoughts going through my head all the time. If I put my keys, cell phone, or wallet down, I would be too busy thinking of whatever thought I thought was more important. It's probably not. But I would put that down, not paying attention where I put my things.
Yeah.
And then every time I tried to leave the house, it was a problem.
Right.
All of a sudden, I took these medications. And I'm not a proponent of just take medication.
Right.
Therapy, huge. Go see a therapist. Talk to them. Give it a few weeks. And if they suggest maybe taking medication, give it a whirl if it's really a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I was having 3 major panic attacks a day.
Oof, that's the worst.
I just didn't know that that's what they were.
Yeah. No, I mean, because there's no education about it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's happening until someone's like, oh, that's what's happening. And you're like, oh, okay, well, this sucks still.
Yeah. No one was saying anything. And when I was talking to my therapist, they were like, hey, if you have 3 panic attacks a month, mm-hmm. Or anxiety attacks a month, that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. How many do you have? And when she explained what an anxiety attack was, like, if you're short of breath, your chest like gets very tight, or if you feel like in your head, you get like lightheaded or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, that happens to me 3 times a day. They were like, oh, all right. So we started on a very like low level antidepressant / anxiety.
Sure.
And when I started taking it within 24 hours, I still remember that morning waking up, getting ready to go to work and just being like, where are my keys? They're where I left them. Oh, my wallet. I knew where this was. And yeah. I felt like a superhero.
Yeah. See, it was the opposite for me, because like I was taking antidepressant like a ton. And they were fucking with my memory real hard.
Oh,
like I remember when my ex and I were moving up here together. We were like in our like hotel room when we had like a binder full of all of our like tax shit, because you have to give everyone your whole life story to get an apartment in New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so we had a folder that had all that stuff in it, and I like had it, and we were going down to get in the elevator to go look for apartments and shit. And in the elevator, I realized I had a different folder than the one I had in my hand like when I left the apartment. And so I was just like, yo, what the fuck is happening to my brain right now? Like, that was, it's just like, I would like walk into rooms and be like, how did I get here?
Wow, that's not good at all.
Yeah. So I stopped taking them.
That's understandable. Yeah. As I said, I was very lucky. Everyone's chemistry is totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's the terrible part. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Cause the doctor's like, well, we're going to try this. Mm-hmm. And then after a month, we'll be able to see maybe how it works. And it's like, well, okay. And it's like, it might not. And then the second appointment, they'll be like, well, we're going to try and up your dosage and see how that. So it takes like, it can take like 6 years to find a medication.
Yep.
That works
for
you.
Yeah. That's why I consider myself very lucky to have just come into this. Mm-hmm. It was just enough to take the edge off. I still have anxiety attacks and all that and get depressed, have ups and downs. But just taking that edge off. I only have a couple panic attacks now, maybe a month.
That's cool.
Still not great, but it's better than like 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only downside is I used to be used to them. So now when them, they are so much more dramatic.
Oh, sure.
But I shouldn't complain because first of all, that if that's my only problem, awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. Hey, do it. Go see a therapist. Therapy's awesome, everyone.
Yo, and let me give y'all my number. Just in case you ever feel down, it's 304-685. No, that's a dumb bit. That's like a dumb bit to do.
Oh, why would I? Fake number?
Yeah, no. And it's also
I was getting ready to jump on and be like, hey, that was my number.
I should have just trusted you.
You're in the house of dumb bits. That's not, we're physically in your apartment.
Yeah.
I'm saying the podcast is a hypothetical
house of dumb bits.
House of dumb bits.
I was going to say my apartment is built on good bits, dude. You know, like 100%, 100% good bits.
100,
okay?
A 100. That's a thing.
Yeah, fucking organic, free range bits, dude.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm trying to look for something. There we go.
Never I see. Mind. Okay, good. Cool. You got the handwriting of an elf.
All right. That's actually not.
It looks Tolkien-esque.
Tolkien, really?
I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just observing.
Yeah, I mean, that is the nicest thing anyone's ever said about my handwriting.
Yeah, no, I'm like a great guy.
Even if I give it to you close up, would you still say that?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's honestly the nicest thing anyone's ever said about my handwriting.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. It's a little known fact.
That is true. You are a very nice guy.
Always yeah.
Very optimistic and happy. That's true.
See, now you're being facetious. I feel like everyone thinks I'm a meanie.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, maybe we just don't know each other that well yet.
Yeah, Leif, get to know me.
But
okay?
You seem like always like pretty positive. Like, I can see maybe through jokes, like you're making fun of people and stuff.
Yeah.
But we are comedians. That is what we do.
Fair.
But every time I've seen you, you've been like, I still remember like going to your show and I was like, oh man, I'm late. You're just like, just go in there. I don't care if you go in the middle of this set. Go in there and watch the show.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, it's always way, but it doesn't matter. Button seat, they'll always be happier.
Just get the fuck in there. I was like, oh, all right. And you were just like, I mean, you did do it very aggressively.
Well, yeah.
But it, I needed
also,
that.
Also, when was that in Urchins? Or
I don't remember.
It wasn't because if it was Riffin Bits, I would have been.
No,
like,
it was definitely not Riffin Bits.
Okay, so yeah, it was because I'm always a mess when I produce shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's never fun for me.
Really?
Yeah,
I love producing shows.
No, I addictive. Hate it because it's like I like it because it's mine and like I like putting a thing together. But during it, I'm like, why isn't anyone laughing at this guy? This guy's fucking hilarious. Okay, this crowd sucks. This crowd sucks, and we didn't get enough people. And
yeah,
it's like they're gonna fucking be like, this show sucks. And then
I get that a lot right before a show, but once the show actually starts, if I did a show, it turned out it was the hottest day of the summer.
Oof.
In the hottest basement in New York City, which everyone knows, like everyone knows that this place is like that. I just took somebody's like, hey, I'm not putting a show on, do you want to throw a show? I was like, sure, why not? It was like 3 days before. I got an improv group to come down, a couple friends. There were six people in the audience, and those were the six people performing, and half the improv group didn't show up, some of the comedians didn't show up, and I just like stood up there just being like, this is a nightmare. But I just called it out, made fun of those people, made fun of the people there, and then it turned out to be just an hour and a half of us making fun of everyone. Like, it was just like next person came up and we were just like having fun, and it was just like hanging out with a bunch of dudes. Like, once it started, I was good.
Yeah.
But sweet Jesus, the half an hour before that started, I was just sitting downstairs, one, sweating like
profusely.
A 700-pound man, and just being like, I should just cancel it and tell everyone to go home. This is a nightmare. This is the worst. I hate myself.
No,
I hate
it's usually better to do comedy.
What's
you
up?
Know, it's usually like if you have the option to do comedy or not do comedy, always do comedy.
Always do comedy. Yeah. And, but I was just sitting there, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I apologized to everyone there a million times. To the point everyone's like, stop, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. And it was understood. It was the worst case scenario. It was literally 115 degrees down there.
Okay, so imagine that mentality, but everything's going great. And that's still me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't know. Booking shows is... It's just I'm a fragile guy, you know.
Understandable, yeah.
And it's just like I just don't want my little heart getting broken. Like I just want to put a good show on for y'all, and y'all, it's going well. But
y'all just don't appreciate the amount of work I put in here.
It's like an hour after the show, I'm like, that was a fucking great show.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
But that's also because I'm just used to having my heart broken, which sounds so much more dramatic and sad than it really is supposed to be.
I mean,
but it's the same reason why I did comedy. Like, I've always heard about the struggle and all that. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't want to invite more struggle. But then I eventually got to the point like, oh, struggle is like my middle name. Like, this will be easy. And sure enough, it was. Sure, the lows still suck. But for the most part, I'm like, oh, whatever. This is is nothing. Like, I've been through shit. This is easy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like bombing your dick off doesn't matter at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get sad when I bomb hard in front of people I truly respect.
Yeah, I get sad when I do well.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I could have done better.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're gonna think I'm terrible because I killed tonight, but I could have killed so much harder.
Yeah, but it's like
a nightmare.
But it's like, homie, I've been to jail. Shut up. Like, I'm not afraid of you.
You've been to jail, you said?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
As
a child. Briefly. Yeah. Not even like incarcerated. Just like, I've been getting into some stuff. I had to spend some. What? Are you scared now?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Are you? What?
I'm a very, very good boy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
see. Can you not tell? For the listener, I have very cool hair.
He does. Checks out.
It's like long, but like not too long. It's like just like. Super. I'm just going to talk about my hair for the rest of the podcast. Anyways, I'm just setting a scene.
Do you, the reason I like checked out there for a second was just because it's up to you whether you want to talk about it or not.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. It's very funny.
I want to know everything about it because to me, that's just a fascinating story.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia. Which
West Virginia.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Mountain Mama.
I'll hit you.
Take me home. So I still got it in there during our little mandatory break. I was like, I wish I could reference more parts of that song.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to count that as a win.
Yeah, you got it in there.
Yeah. Thank you for, see, you're being super supportive. I'm looking up something to show you, but keep going.
No, I'll just tell I'll tell a quick story.
Please do. I want
to. But yeah,
this.
So like, you know, there's nothing to do. And I hadn't discovered, drinking or drugs yet. And so I don't know, I was 13. So that was 2006. And Bam Margera was a thing or whatever, you know, just dicks, people being dicks on television was a thing.
Yeah.
And so me and my friends were bored and, we made a couple Molotov cocktails out of paint thinner gasoline and motor oil and shit.
Jesus, I love it.
Yeah, because it's just everyone has a shed full of goodies.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and so we went down to this old semi bombed out concrete structure that no one lived in or whatever, and we just we lit that on fire with those, and then you know, ipso facto got arrested because it's a small fucking town, and they're, you know, everyone knows which four boys are running around at 1 a.m. So, you know, we got down there and they took us to the station or whatever, and they were like, y'all boys know we could charge you under the Patriot Act right now because y'all been using explosives.
Oh, Jesus.
And y'all could have killed someone. And they gave us the whole thing. And meanwhile, everyone's crying and shit. And it's my mom's a lawyer, so all I'm doing is just don't talk to the cops. Just don't talk to them. Because once you talk to them, they've got you. And they were like, what's your mom's number? And I just wrote down on a piece of paper my mom's number, but I wrote above it, lawyer. Because my mom's an attorney.
Nice.
And so they tried to fuck with me harder. And then my mom was just because everyone's mom came in and pulled them out and hit them a bunch and yelled at them or whatever. And my mom was like, can I speak to my client in a room or whatever?
Yeah.
And my mom just took me in there and yelled at me. And
oh, then she's no.
And then she was like, okay, put on a good face. And then and then she's like, I'm taking my client home now. And they're like, this is retarded and dumb. It's 3 a.m. Just go.
Just get out of here. This is too much for us.
And oh my God, I'm so sorry for saying retarded. It's not me. It's where I'm from. I'm so sorry. It was dumb, you know. I just want to be so correct all the time, so just on the right wave of history. Do you ever do that where you're just
are we in a bit?
No, I'm being earnest. Okay. Do you ever say something you're fuck, no.
Earnest, scared, stupid, or
yeah, I remember
show myself out, that's a dumb joke.
Yeah, I remember I stubbed my toe and I was like, oh, cunt. And then I was like, oh no, please still tolerate me, be around me. I don't know, I
feel you. I have always been insanely politically correct.
Uh-huh.
As I said, I actually was a very good boy as a kid, a pain in the ass, and I'm huge on being progressive and protesting and getting in the way and being a pain in the ass that way. But so as far as outside of that and in school, I really was an overly good boy.
So you were just a good boy that practiced civil disobedience or whatever,
basically,
you know?
Yeah. Very much so.
Oh, that's, I just imagine a young you being reading the biography of Malcolm X and just I don't know, just being I will not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I didn't.
Oh God, so cool.
I never did. Badass. I just was I can't, I don't under, to me it always seems so cult-like.
Yeah, well, have you said the Pledge of Allegiance in the past 5 years?
No,
but in your head, what was it?
It's doing here,
Jesus
guys?
Christ,
yeah,
man.
It's real weird.
It's no, I definitely am glad that I didn't want to say that shit. Anyone who was gung, kid, I just want to get anyone who was gung-ho to say the pledge, a mental evaluation. Just where are you right now? How brainwashed are you?
And the thing is why are we doing it in schools and forcing kids to do that? Yeah,
well, it's 100% just grade A indoctrination.
Yeah,
that's all
and
it is.
So I remember teaching at one point, just looking at the kids being oh, they're all like laughing and looking at something else, but they've memorized the words, so they're saying it, but they're not actually thinking or have any idea what this really means.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, it's like, why are we doing this? It's not.
It's ridiculous.
It's so silly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was very much me.
Also, suck it, George W. Bush. I now have a platform, and you can suck my fucking dick, bro.
Suck it, you dubs.
Yeah. I hate you. Always have. I'm glad someone threw a shoe at you. Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Dude, did you play soccer? Please tell me you play soccer.
Oh, yeah. Carlos Valderrama. That was my nickname.
Oh.
Showing him a picture. We were talking about hair earlier. I'm showing him a picture of what I looked like in high school.
Dude, did you
15 years ago.
Do you get all the women?
None of? I mean, for the most part, that was a lot to hold. Also, that shirt is the picture you're looking at is the shirt that is my nicest shirt. Usually I looked like a real dirty hippie. I had tie-dye shirts and tight shirts and jean shorts and usually corduroys that I would wear.
No, yeah.
I was the worst case scenario.
Well, you kind of look like the dude who, like, if there's a hacky sack around, it'll look like someone's getting activated, like the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah.
Like, you won't know where you are, but you'll just, like, your ear will twitch, and then you'll just be like, rainbow! Like,
yeah.
You'll just be able to hacky sack so well.
It was worse with Frisbee, because I played Ultimate, and I would be walking, and it was just like, me and my friends would all stop and just like, almost look like prairie dogs. We're just like,
oh, God.
There's a Frisbee, and we'd be like,
did you ever call it a bee?
No. We actually... because
then I would drop the mic. I'd be like, we're done.
No, it's worse. We called it a disc because technically
Frisbee is a trademarked cop. No,
trademark.
No, I had Rambo. No. Yeah, I had a very close friend growing up whose parents were like hippies and shit, and it was fun because he had like a big yard with like a sick tree in it. And now like growing up like and like moving away, it's like reminiscing about a big yard with a sick tree. It's just like, oh God, where am I from? But yeah, and we would like play Frisbee and shit in it. His dad built his own disc golf course.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, no. Love it. It's cool and it's like, do your thing, man. But I remember like him trying to like bond with me through disc golf, and I'm like, this is not gonna. Like, we already smoke weed together. We could just smoke weed together if you want. We don't have to. I don't need to know the difference between a putter and a wedge because they're both round discs made of plastic. You know,
you don't want to get into the intricacies right now about the difference between a driver and a disc.
No, I don't.
A driver and a putter.
I don't. No. Like, you shouldn't have what looks like a camera bag full of really expensive Frisbees.
A lot of people are real on board with that stuff. Yeah. And I support them. Because I've played it a few times and had fun. I was more of an Ultimate guy, which is very different skill set.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's like, I've gone to sectionals and regionals.
Oh,
and
you got ups? You got vertical?
No vertical. But I can handle like a fucking Jedi. Like throws and all that.
Nice.
I got very fast when I lost like 60 pounds a few years ago.
Okay, cool.
And I went from being pretty out of shape and just like a teapot running up and down the field to lost 60 pounds and then got real fucking fast, which was very helpful. But I stopped taking it seriously and literally was like, Ultimate
wait,
or comedy?
Wait, you stopped taking Frisbee seriously?
I know. Don't tell my friends.
How fucking could you, dude?
I know. I feel like
you know that leisure activity?
The leisure activity that I took way too seriously.
Yeah, the fucking, the young version of shuffleboard.
It was the worst.
Dude,
I'm very happy that part of my life is over.
Yeah. I would rather like play bocce ball competitively than ever have to like say the sentence like, just don't take Frisbee that seriously anymore. You know, it's like
I do have to say I did meet some of my favorite people.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. Because it's just like it's like a good vibes thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So much so.
It's like, oh, man, I see your toss in a Frisbee. Do you mind?
Nice backhand, bro.
Do you mind if you toss it to me?
Yeah.
It's like, sure, you know, it's, I mean, I see the appeal, but it's also like, I just imagine you in like a Where Are They Now documentary. It's just like, you're like old and haggard and you have like some son you've been like ignoring. You're like, here, catch it. And it's just
like supposed to be been my whole life.
Yeah. Supposed to be a heartwarming scene, but you're just like, I'm just trying to take Frisbee. a little less seriously.
Yeah. You know, I used to go to practice like 4 times a week.
Dude, you don't practice frisbee. Why do you? What?
Have you ever played Ultimate competitively or like seen a tournament?
No, they dude. Get
so intense.
Well, then that's like you've ruined frisbee already for yourself.
Yeah. That's, forever.
Yeah, why would
forever.
You?
Forever. No. It took a lot of work for me to get out of that and be able to play for fun. And even that's hard because when I play, I still play with people who are like knee deep in it. And it's just too serious for me anymore.
Well, so now you just, are you just going to write a pilot about like the Friday Night Lights version of Ultimate Frisbee?
I have written a lot of similar stuff about yeah. Ultimate Frisbee and like following different tropes. And like each character would be just a very basic trope that I know from that time of my life.
Just some like old washed up hippie like talking to his son like, you know, we were state champs, man. You'll never know what that's fucking like, you know, because you just can't. You can't throw a good hammer, man.
See, that guy is the guy I always thought like he would just be like the one who always couldn't take it seriously. Because we had those types of guys. Like they're always just like, yo, man, let's just like throw the beat.
And then you had like the bros.
But then we had like a couple intense people. And then me who just took was just I'm way too competitive for my own good.
Okay.
And I just took it too seriously.
Wait, so who's winning this podcast right now?
Oh, me.
Oh, fuck.
Are you kidding me? I've been stacking the decks since before I got here.
Oh, shit.
Me getting here 40 minutes late was a power move.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now that I know that I'm losing, I'm like
podcast over.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done. I really want to have an earpiece to rip out.
We're going to get into, because we're killing it as far as time. We're not. Time is killing us. We're losing against time, too. It's been 45 minutes. We haven't gotten to the definitive interview.
Oh, my goodness. We've just been riffing?
We've been, just talking, shooting the shit.
Just riffing some bits, baby.
All right. We don't need to plug your show.
Hey, riffing bits, eventually.
There's a place for that at the end of
the podcast. Hey, eventually, come on out to Riffin' Bits, RIFF'N'Bits, BITS. It's a great show.
It is the most fun show you will see.
All right, Leif, are you about to start another topic now? What? You're about to start another, because you were upset with me.
I was
just
upset,
start another topic, please. It's for happy. The bit. It's for the what? Bit. Just
for the
start
bit. So anyway.
Anyways, so Urchins, we're going to find a new location. Me and Ethan SP, really, really funny guy. Probably voice of our generation. So yeah, come on, stay tuned.
He's so good.
Follow me on Twitter, at @max_Ogle, all lowercase. You know, just for updates and stuff. But you can go on now.
So the next topic.
Yeah, but again, Riffin' Bits, Urchins, just keep it up. I'm just gonna keep plugging over you the whole. Let's do the thing.
So anyway. Oh, now we're done with the bit? Captain Bits over here, all of a sudden, no, we're done. All right, so the next question.
I've got a show tomorrow at Bridge and Tunnel Brewery. It's in Queens. I know this probably won't air in time. I don't know if this comes out like tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, so tomorrow, January Tuesday. 7th.
Oh, yeah. When's January 7th?
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it was a great show. This will be coming out on the 9th.
Okay, but do your thing. I'm sorry, I'm ruining your podcast.
That's fine. So yeah, we're going to start the definitive interview.
All right, I'm ready.
I was really expecting for you to do that again.
No, see, that I'm we no. See, well I know. I'm just. That. I want to be like a nice guest. I want everyone to be like Max came on. He stuck to the format. We learned about him, but we also got the show we know and love. That's what I want.
And you wait 47 minutes to start that?
Dude, I mean, I can't help it. I'm a fucking maverick. Okay.
Definitive interview. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Also, I need a new name for this because I found out that this is what there is a fantasy podcast out there that I've listened to, and I think that's how I got the idea, where every once in a while they have it's like fantasy sports. This one guy, Matthew Berry, he will have a guest on, be like, are you ready for the definitive interview? And then they go through it, and I think it's just, I thought that was funny and it stuck in my head, and I listened to it the other day and realized I need a new name because it's the same.
Okay,
so
you should call it,
people who know no words, let me know.
Should call it I don't know. Go.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get there. That was really just a call for everyone.
Yeah.
A call to help. All right. Max Ogle.
Yes, sir.
What is the movie you have seen the most?
Probably any of the original Star Wars trilogy, because I used to watch at least one or two of them every day from like age 2 to 6.
You are the light of my life.
How
could you put a number on that?
Well, I would usually watch one or two a day, sometimes one or two multiple times a day for probably like 4 years. So 365 times, it's thousands, thousands of times. And then any time I've watched it in my adult life.
All right.
So probably I would say, I'd probably say like near, if you combined all the times I'd ever seen them, probably near 5,000.
God damn. That's awesome. Mine, it's Spaceballs over 100 times. And then the trilogy, which is pushing 100 each.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You are a man after my own heart.
Yeah, dude. I
have you seen Rogue One?
I haven't. I haven't seen a movie in like.
You need to see it.
I haven't seen a movie in theaters in like 2 years.
Understandable. It's a.
It's an expensive
costs
thing.
$1 million.
I know, but I really want to see it.
You need to. Yeah. As someone who went in hesitant.
You came out pleased. It looks like just a real crowd pleaser, like a real fun movie.
I would get more into it, but I want you to go in with no expectations.
Oh, sick! All right, cool.
Because it. I just all say is see it.
Yeah. Also, my Venmo is at Max_Ogle. If you all want to Venmo me some money so I can see this fucking movie, hit me up on Venmo.
There we go.
I want to see this movie.
You should. It's great. Or no, it's not. It's a movie. That's all. It's just a movie.
Cool.
Just a movie to see. Who is right?
Who is right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, me. All the time, 100%.
I like it. That confidence. God, what I would do for that confidence.
It's a curse, man.
I would say the same about the lack of confidence I have. You should see me on a first date. It's a nightmare.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you just like, do you want the bread? Do you want all the bread? You can have all the bread.
No, it's, yeah.
You got to dominate that fucking bread, dude.
I don't eat. I don't even get drinks anymore because I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, even the other night, I had to stop to get something to eat because I was getting very hungry and getting lightheaded,
mm-hmm.
and I eat like way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "All right, I need to get some food." So I get it. Like, "Hey, do you want anything? No? You sure? No? Are you positive? I'll get you some." No. And it's like at that point, shut up, because now you're just being annoying.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I just get way too oh no, they do want something, but they're not saying it. They're being too nice, and it's like no, they're just saying no.
Yeah.
And so then I'll like sit back down and it's bad. I just get very nervous.
Well, no, I do that. I do that to people too. Like, cause like I did that to you when you got here. Cause I was like, oh, it's cold out. Like, you want some soup? I made some soup. I got some soup. You can have some soup.
It was killer soup, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's under seasoned. But anyways.
Really? I thought it was perfect.
Oh, see.
Just the amount. Yeah.
Okay. We can have sex. It's fine.
Ooh, there we go. Things are looking up, guys.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm a genie. You have 3 wishes in 10 seconds. Go.
I want to cure world hunger.
Lame.
I want my mom to never have a roof that leaks. And I want to be famous and rich. I love being rich. I want to be rich so bad.
I'll give you the third one because the correct answer is more money and therefore correct.
Yeah.
Also, again, very generous.
Yeah.
You're a very generous person.
Also, just trying to repair my reputation.
Yeah, good luck with that. We know who you are and what you've done.
Okay, yeah. I've been to jail, but I'm new. I'm new and improved.
Okay. What is the magic word?
Fuck off.
That's one of my favorites. Oh, you're going to need your phone for this next one.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I put it on Do Not Disturb like a good podcast guest.
That is very professional.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay.
So, I'm going to ask you what your last tweet was.
Okay.
Not pinned, not good, retweet, not anything. Just to be the very last tweet you wrote.
Okay, no retweets?
You can say what the retweet is if you would like, but I want a legit tweet.
I don't tweet that much.
Oh, I'm a nightmare with tweeting.
Oh, okay. What is? It's a reply to @ufologies Sam Rose.
Oh, fuck those guys. Just kidding. Love them.
All right. Well, the last one that I actually, I'm pretty proud of this string of tweets. I've got a good string going. The last one that I did was literature themed comedy tour. The original kings of comedy, spelled C-O-M-M-A-D-E-Y. That's a play on commas.
I like it.
Starting an Emperor's New Groove themed comedy tour. DM me if you want to be one of the original kings of Lomedy. No alpaca jokes.
I like that. That's a good one.
I'm gonna do one more because I love these.
Go for it.
Starting a comedy tour for a Christian audience. Hit me up if you want to be one of the original kings of psalmody. There will be three of us.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was having fun that day.
I've been killing it as far as retweets are concerned. I've been retweeting other people's stuff, but I'm actually very disappointed. I posted this and I was expecting a lot more because the last time I did a stupid Star Wars pun, uh-huh. It was my most popular tweet so far.
Really?
Listen, the wording's not perfect, but I like the premise for this. I like my tea like I like my fet with boba.
All right. That's very clever.
That's a solid, as far as I'm concerned, good tweet. I'll take one like. I have nothing on that.
You don't have anything?
Nothing.
Oh, shit.
There's no love for
that tweet. @SaidLaif on Twitter. Guys, go like that tweet.
Guys.
There are
so many, three more like that.
If you, yeah. You, how many followers you got?
147.
Oh, you got 47 more than me, bro.
I
don't tweet ever, so I don't have any followers. But that's a good tweet, guys. Go back and show me some. Put that on Facebook, dude.
I should. Facebook, I'd get more.
Yeah, Facebook traction. Is the new place
like
for bits.
Telling jokes to friends. That's not fun.
Yeah, but that's what everyone else does. It's like, it's like maybe you'll get a share, you know?
Like, I never get shares, but I always get I get too many likes.
Anytime I get a share on Facebook, I'm like, a whole new world. A dazzling place I've never knew. All those friends I don't have seen. My stupid Facebook shit.
I break into that song entirely too much in my life.
Yeah, dude, I love the key change in it.
Yeah, every time something happens and like good news or something, I always have a tendency to just turn around very quickly and go, a whole new world! And people are like, what are you doing? And then I was like, oh, right, public, gotta go.
Dude,
it's my favorite.
I sing
that.
A lot
it's
in
a
public,
song.
Dude.
That's the way to be. Yeah, sing, let your heart sing.
Well, I mean, if I notice someone, I will stop singing. But if it's like late at night and I'm just walking down the street, I'm like had my headphones in, I will sing. I'll sing a lot.
Yeah, I do that. I also do that stupid Do You Know My Hero song if somebody does something nice for me.
Wait, which one's that?
Like,
is that
do
that?
You know you're my hero.
I've never heard that one.
Bum, 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 bum. It's all, I did everything out of tune because I'm terrified to sing in front of people.
I see.
It's not just like a quick, like,
I thought you were going to do like that
bit.
Foo Fighters song.
There goes my hero.
Oh, that's better.
Watch him as he goes.
I hate that fucking song.
You do? Oh,
no, dude, because
Fighters.
I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, you know, like I moved to New York and I met a bunch of people who have like nothing in common with my childhood, which is fantastic. I love it. But it's like, I was like, is anyone ever going to understand the feeling of being 8 years old at an ice rink and hearing like, it's been a while. Just like the shitty rock station on. It's like, is there anyone that like understands the taste of microwave pizza at the like shitty country like ice rink? I feel like I need to find another like slightly rednecky person.
Sure.
You know, just to be like, oh God, do you just want to get together and whittle something? You know, like
I've never done that. I did that this morning. That's how I sharpen my pencils with the knife that I have.
Yeah,
and
no,
whittle
like a good mountain person.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's real bad.
Like I don't know, man. I just want
to get to. You want to just get together and whittle later?
Oh, I'm so busy though.
Oh,
yeah, but we can do that. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, 100%.
Great.
Let's do it. I feel so. It's just like I already have like a big whittling group, and
And I'm not a part of it.
Well, we met.
You know my brand.
Yeah, and we were afraid you'd get splinters.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that checks out. What's your last Google search?
Oh, that's probably terrible.
Yeah, mine is not good.
I don't know how to check that.
Other than looking up something, I'm playing a game, old video game, Dragon Age Inquisition. I look up something for that, which is not fun. But
that's not even that old, is it?
It's like 5 years old. That's pretty old in video
game
terms.
Oh, I was, I have a couple up. I was looking up the correct spelling of the word apropos. And then another one was Liz Lee in 2016, because, did you ever see that MTV show, My Life is Liz?
Nope. Ooh, nice. Let it all out.
So sorry. Well, in, one,
you want to get some water?
No. Just don't smoke, kids.
Yeah. Smoking's bad.
No, it's real cool. You look real cool. It works.
I hate how cool people who smoke look. Hate it.
Dude, it works so well with my
you
hair.
You look so cool when
dude,
people smoke.
You know what I'm going to do after we get done with this? I'm gonna smoke cigarettes. It's gonna be so fun.
And I'm gonna sit inside and go, I wish I was that cool.
Yeah, and it's
I
like,
should probably just not say it in that voice. That'd be a good first step.
Well, that would be like a good, like, yeah. That's like a good jumping off point.
Yeah. If I smoke with that voice, would be from, hey, I'm smoking. You guys into this?
Or I just would love to try. I remember when I asked for my first cigarette, I was like,
ugh, smoking.
Dude, I was like 14 and it was the best. If you're going to start smoking when you're 14, because at least, like, I know this is the exact wrong thing to say, but it's like, at least you will legitimately be cooler for smoking for a period of time. Cause like, yeah. Now I'm just an adult who like smells weird because of cigarettes and like spends money on cigarettes and stuff. But like,
I would actually say, coming from a point of view of someone who's entirely too old, you still got a couple years of being cool.
Oh, I know. But like, yeah. But like, if you're like looking for something to up your status as like a 15-year-old and like you don't care about like people wanting to date you, you just want a little bit more respect, smoke cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
Just smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. But there is also nothing sadder than like a 35-year-old person be like, I gotta go out and smoke a cigarette, and they're outside like freezing their ass off. You're like, that doesn't even look cool. That just looks sad.
Really? Because Hunter S. Thompson did that. And William S. Burroughs did that.
It is a different time.
And Charles Bukowski and George Washington. And
how are they all doing? They're all dead.
Yeah, but they all changed the world, Leif.
Yeah.
Anyways, Liz Lee. Liz Lee in 2016. There was this MTV show about like this like sceney hipsterish girl growing up in Texas.
Okay.
And she was real cute. And so I was like, I wonder what she looks like now. And still real cute.
Cool.
That was my last Google search.
Mine's been a lot of... I always look up words because I have a vocabulary that I'm working on. Well, that's the nicest way to put it.
So heretofore you...
don't you Google know if stuff. You said any words, but...
Oh,
I'll
heretofore?
You.
It's the coolest word if you want to sound smart. Just look up yes. How to use heretofore.
I think I have. Because changes I was like, that life. Sounds awesome, but I can never do it. And also, if I do it, it just doesn't sound right. People are like, shut up. Like, you know you're faking that.
Well, if conversation were NBA Jam, like saying heretofore is like the razzle dazzle, you know, like there's like a bunch of flashbulbs going
off.
The
nail in the coffin.
Just like there's a dude that's just like, he just is like, oh, and just like runs out and runs back and, you know.
Oh, so good.
That's like he's saying heretofore to someone correctly in a conversation where it's pertinent is dunking on them verbally. That is... is what you're doing.
Technically, this is not my last Google, but my Google search, but I figured I would bring it up just because it's pretty vulnerable. I was looking up what ASMR was.
Oh, and you don't know, baby?
And I didn't. But then I also looked up ASMR erotica. I am on board.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, it's already, yeah, it's progressed pretty fast.
Yeah.
But
it's just ASMR as a whole, like just that by itself is fascinating and
oh yeah,
I'm into it. It's awesome.
No, my roommate is really, really into it.
Yeah.
I want to make like some kind of like ASMR comedy shit. I don't know. Like
that
I've been
be
like
hilarious.
Like
they call it podcast.
Do you ever come to my mic?
No. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Well,
know
yeah,
had a mic.
me and Davidson Boswell came up to me and he had like an idea for one.
Sure.
And so I came up with like an idea for another one. I don't know. It's hard to make sketches, man. And
it's
stuff.
It's
hard
lot.
To make content. We're back to content again.
It's all we're comedians. It's always about content.
Oh, by the way,
also we're not hanging out. We're making a podcast. It's content.
Oh shit.
I know. Name names, baby.
Dude, you're
also,
doing
I hate saying that. It started off as
what,
an ironic
name,
joke.
Name names?
No, name names is hilarious. Going baby.
Shouts out to Oni ID Francis. Oni Francis, baby. Name names. That's where the whole name names in New York thing came from. It's Oni Francis.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Know your history, baby. The baby, like the Sam Rose baby.
Well, I do it usually to give him a hard time, but mm-hmm. That's like the new thing in the comedy scene is a lot of people say like, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, I hate it.
As me doing it ironically, but it became one of those things you do it so often that it just becomes part of your vernacular.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, I say bro, like legitimately. I'll just be like, yeah, what's up, bro? Like,
I say dude.
Oh, see, no, dude, I've been on board with dude since like 6 years old.
Yeah. I've been trying to go more dude because that's also the most not sexually ambiguous, but
gender neutral-ish. Gender non-specific.
Yeah. Because I have a bad habit of being like, guys, come on. And that's, I'm trying to get out of that.
I like saying boys to a group of mixed gendered people just because it's aggressively wrong.
Yeah. Also but it's like, done as a joke. Like,
exactly.
You're like, look how ridiculous this is.
No, I am also regendering them all men.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. There we go.
My word is law.
Oh,
you are all
true.
Boys.
Y'all boys.
Not yet, man.
Where are we?
We
magic word, Google, tweet, Google. Google. Time travel. When, where, why?
Oh, okay. Back to probably like, what? Oh, God. When was that? That was probably like 700 BC. Or, I don't know. It's like either like 300 AD or like 700 BC. I don't. Whenever the Romans invaded the British Isles for the first time, because they killed all the Celtic druids, they slaughtered them and destroyed their culture. Which I don't know. I think it was like a really cool history that like they're kind of figuring out now, but it was all oral.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was lost, and that we would like,
and we're talking like the
like the druids, like the Celts,
yeah,
and stuff.
Stonehenge,
yeah, exactly. We would like know what Stonehenge is for. And then we could like be like, oh no, it is aliens. Like they'd be like, no, yeah, it was aliens, or whatever. And I don't know, cause like that's, I'd do that. And then if I get a B answer, I would definitely. I don't know. I think I would. I think I would like go back to the Battle of New Orleans, right, and in the War of 1812. Right when Andrew Jackson is about to achieve his most famous military accomplishment 2 months after the war is over or whatever, I would kick him in the dick and throw him overboard.
Nice.
To prevent like a huge genocide. That would be what I would do.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's funny that you both yours were like culturally and human centric.
Yeah.
Because mine is also like, I just want to go back to like when the Vikings were crossing over the Atlantic and just like spend a day on the ship with them, just check it out and see what's going on.
Just chilling.
Obviously before they. It stopped recording. Oh, all right, we're back.
Just chilling on the boat.
I just wanted to see, because you obviously don't want to be part of when they get there and they kill off as many people as possible.
Yeah.
But I would just want to see what was going on. That's a long time on those tiny ships. Like, they're not on, like, the giant Christopher Columbus ships.
They're on those open longboats. They're on very long canoes.
Yeah, it's
And it's
that's
cold
crazy.
As hell.
Yeah. They are an insane. I just want to see.
No, they were bad boys.
A hardened group.
They were a bunch. They were a rough and tumble guys. Yes. You know,
very much so.
Scoundrels.
Ooh, some would say rapscallions, or even rascals.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Definite rascals.
Oh, rascals, highly acceptable.
Yeah. Do you have an apocalypse scenario?
Which kind?
That's totally up to you.
Because
I'm yes. assuming yes, and it sounds like you have several different ones. So whichever one you want,
I mean,
talk
dude,
about,
when you're when it. you're from the country ish, mm-hmm. right? So it's like you know how to bug out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I know where I'm going. I know where to get ammo. Mm-hmm. I know which stores I'm raiding first. All right, it's like I gotta get a vehicle. I don't know. Well, I don't have one for here. For here, my apocalypse scenario is just die.
Yeah,
like there's
quickly.
Yeah, it's like I could either stay in my apartment and die, or I could go outside and die.
Yeah,
because there's nowhere to go.
I'm real worried that I if something happens, I hope I am one of the first to go, because I have a feeling if I'm given a slight chance, I think I could possibly do okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to,
you
the
know
thing is my animal instinct will be like, you need to survive. Let's keep doing this.
Uh-huh.
But I think in general, if it could just kind of sneak up on me and get me, uh-huh. I think I'd be happier with that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yo, I thought, isn't this a bear podcast?
Oh, I totally forgot. The new bit was we're supposed to talk about bears, but honestly, I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, I was like, because it's in the name, right?
Yeah, so the thing I've actually been doing recently is having guests bring information on bears, and that's how we would start the podcast.
Well, here's a sick fact. They're the best familiar, all right? If you're a wizard, all right, you got to have a bear.
Okay.
Okay. That's your tank familiar, all right?
God damn it. I really wish I remember to bring this up, because this would have been way fun to do up top.
I mean, you know, but...
Fucked up.
But you just got to have a bear to tank, all right? A wolf to mm-hmm. fucking go around back, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got to have a hawk to scout, all right? You got to have... I know you're not supposed to have, like, more than one familiar, but fuck it, I'm a dope-ass wizard, and I got a bear, a wolf, and a hawk, all right?
That is true. Bears are nature's tanks.
Yeah, God, I love bears so much.
They are amazing. They're, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot.
Have you ever seen that picture of the shaved bear? I'm sure you have. You've seen the picture of the shaved bear?
It's real unsettling.
Oh God.
It's
like
so unsettling.
Have you ever like had to shoo a bear away?
Growing up in the country all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was part of my my chores.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I remember.
Oh, dude, I've been on dates where I have tracked bears.
Tracked?
Yeah.
Nice.
Tracked is a bit of
but you could be
a
like,
bit excessive. But like
bear was there.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you'd like show like a broken twig with a paw print or whatever, and you'd be like,
well, if the paw print's there, yeah, that's easy. But
well, yeah.
Like there are situations where just like knowing where we had a lot of bears growing up, and the thing is you could kind of see where they came from, where they were going, and then after a while you could kind of see and follow like their trail and where they would go. And like, so that's what we would kind of do. And then the one time during the winter, what we did is kind of what I did is on this date is like go out with this person and we tried to find where that bear was hibernating.
And then you ate its shit because that's how you track bears. You were like bear droppings and then you ate it. And you were like, I'm a real survivalist. And she was like, so hot.
And we're married.
Yeah.
No, we definitely did not. It was also it was like months after they were already, or maybe a month after they were already hibernating. But it was actually very easy because it was up in a tree. And when we got close enough, you could hear it. And
wait, they were hibernating in a tree?
There was a dead tree that this bear found.
Oh, so it's like in the hollow?
Into the hollow tree. And we were walking and this lady's dog who we were with like stopped and was like, what's going on? We're like, what? And we look up and you see this big dumb head come out and like kind of like look at us through the sides of his eyes.
Like, bro.
And we're just like, yeah, it's like, guys, keep it down. Come on.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I saw and I was like, oh.
No, that's the only time I'm ever scared of bears is when they're hibernating.
Oh, that you shouldn't be. It takes days for them to wake up.
Yeah, but if they do, bro, it's like Sandy and SpongeBob. During that, okay, you're all right. Ref did not land.
No, I know it's a SpongeBob SquarePants reference. I just couldn't remember.
Well, there's an episode where she's hibernating and.
Oh, right. She gets up and she's like crazy.
Yeah,
she needs to eat.
Fuck you up, dude.
But it takes, because bears, their whole bodies slow down so much that it actually takes a while for them to like get up. Like if they immediately wake up, like this bear, I think, used all of its energy just to move its head to look at us. Mm-hmm. And it's what seemed like 10 minutes for it to like slowly swing its head, and it just like kind of like went back in and just like went back to sleep.
Oh, bears.
I mean, if it started climbing out, that's when I'd be like, all right, we gotta go, but it still would take a while for it to wake up. Given when it wakes up and it starts going and it's gonna be hungry, that's when you actually should try to be careful. Really the only time you should really be worried is if they have cubs.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have like a one-on-one death match with a bear.
That's how I want to die.
Yeah. Seems like a valiant way to go.
If I get to choose how I die, I want to die by a polar bear attack. But
oh, not a polar. They're vicious, bro. I want to fight like a brown bear.
Oh.
Or like a coda.
Well, if I have to fight one black bear, because that's going to be easy.
Yeah.
But, or not easy. It would be easier than like a grizzly bear. But if I get to choose how I die, I want it to be attacked by a polar bear. I almost said a snow bear. Great. Be attacked by a polar bear, but be attacked by a polar bear on, like, I gotta stop saying, like, on a desert island or something. Almost Lost-esque.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because then that story is amazing.
You don't get to tell it to anyone.
Everyone knows, though. That's the pit. Somehow everyone knows.
But you're on Facebook Live.
It's on Facebook Live. And people are like, dude, Leif got killed by a polar bear, and it was 90 degrees.
Yo, have you seen those, like, spirit bear things?
No.
It's like I don't remember. I think it's like an albino Kodiak bear or something like that. Like,
terrifying.
No, it's wonderful.
Really?
It's beautiful. Like, just look up spirit bear on the internet when you're not doing whatever, or you could do it now if you want. It's right, your phone is right there.
I was gonna write it down, because I will just
no, it's gorgeous. I remember being very, very on drugs on Tumblr once and seeing a nice picture set of that, and it blown my mind. It was really great.
Spirit
bear.
Oh, that's cool. I'm on board.
Yeah. Isn't it gorgeous? Isn't it the most pretty thing? Listeners at home, Google this. Do yourself a favor. Set it as your background. It's truly wonderful.
Yeah, I don't know how phones work. I lost that. But yeah, that is awesome. Good call bringing up the bear effects. Love bears. I want more. That's gross. I want to talk about more about bears. I could talk about bears all day. Love them. I have a whole bit I've been working, not even working on. It's the one bit I don't do any work on where I just talk about bear safety for 5-10 minutes.
Bear safety?
It's the best.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I feel like a bit where you can just do like real facts, information in like a funny way is the best.
Yeah. And I was lucky enough where I have funny stories about bears, about like going on it, like taking a lovely young lady on a date where we track bears, or how I've touched a bear and why I touched a bear, and also just weird stories that go in. They fit perfectly in between me being like, here's another fact, here's something to think about, don't forget about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's my favorite thing to do at the end of a mic when no one gives a fuck,
right? Yeah.
And just like, well, I have nothing else to do, let's just talk about bear safety and
sure,
like have
sure,
fun.
Sure, sure.
It kind of brings people back in sometimes. Other times people are like even more so not on
yeah,
board.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like somehow you lost what little attention I had.
Yeah. Well, like, oh. I mean, you know, that's either you do real well at the end of a mic or you bomb.
You eat
completely.
Shit. And
yeah.
It sucks because you don't, that's a very unfair, not unfair. It's an inaccurate way to judge your comedy.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
if it can kill every time, then I think you may be onto something.
Well, yeah.
But
and I mean,
end of mics are weird.
Well, it's also good for building chops though.
Yes. Oh, you need to go through it.
Yeah. But yeah, because if you can turn a mic around, that's a good skill.
And that feels so good.
No, and there's nothing more I love than picking a dead room up.
Yeah. So much fun. Yeah. I've done it only a handful of times, but it's great.
Oh, well, I mean, I do it like a lot, but it's like, it's good. You'll get there.
You're on an island. You get to bring one thing. It's a desert island. You're by yourself. It's just an island. You're stranded on an island. You bring one thing. What is it?
I don't know.
I'm even going to say you get to choose what type of island it is.
I get to choose what type of island it is?
Yeah.
It is...
That's more fun.
Club Med. And I get to take a plane ticket home.
There you go. Done and done.
Why'd I pick Club Med? I don't want Club. I want to do
it. It's too late. Nope.
Damn
sorry.
It.
That's
I just
you
went
had.
To.
If you had a redo, what would it be, though?
If I had a redo, it would be, I guess, like a desert one. And if I'm stuck, I would bring... I don't know, probably like a machete, and then see how much shit I could build on that island with just that machete.
That's actually a really good answer in that scenario. That's what I always say, is like some form of like axe or machete.
Yeah, just so I don't have to practice my flint tapping again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to make rock tools.
Yeah. It's so funny, though, that you did Club Med first, because so many people put such... And that's the beauty of that question, is everyone puts specific parameters on it when none were given.
Yeah.
I kind of did, but then immediately it was like, no, you choose all the stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
But it's so funny to see different people. I love that. That's a great one. I actually really like... Because I've done that, where it's like, oh... Because I usually answer that question too every week. It's different. I'm always like, oh, get a plane home, like teleportation.
Right.
Yeah. This week, just a bucket. I want to make sandcastles.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gotta have fun. What's like the deal with existence and stuff?
We all live in a computer simulation.
I like it.
Yeah, because...
Is that actually what you think, or are you just doing
that? That's my new theory to rationalize my spirituality.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that because we live on a doomed planet, the only valuable thing that humanity can do is learn how to get off of a doomed planet. But we don't have enough time before our planet is truly doomed, so we make a computer simulation that moves faster than our reality, and then they make a computer simulation that moves faster than their reality. And it kind of goes infinitely until we figure it out. Then once we do... They shut down the simulation all the way up, and that's kind of like the rapture to me. I don't know. I think that's what that is.
Cool. I'm on board. I like it. Yeah, I...
Also, Jesus. Just JC.
Jesus. Yo, like, me and Jesus just going to hang
out. Me and JC, we're real tight.
I love when you do that voice.
His papa, God. You met God? I have. He's real sweetie.
Do you know God? I can't even do it now.
Oh, baby, no, just keep trying.
I do it so well. I usually do it so well, because I grew up in an area that... talked surprisingly like that in New Jersey.
No, I mean Middle Jersey, like South Jersey. It's all like this.
It shouldn't be.
Have you ever seen that show, that Joan of Arcadia show?
No.
It had that who's that girl? Oh my goodness. I can't even think of it. Anyways, it was like a show where it was like a girl, and she was like, I don't know if she was like Jesus or something. I don't think she was, but she could like talk to God and he would come to her and he'd be like all these different people. It's like one time God was like a little girl and she had braces and I was like, God, you can't have braces. You're perfect. You don't need to fix your teeth. You're perfect, God. You're supposed to be perfect. What you doing with braces, huh? What you doing?
I love this character because whenever you do it, it's always just such a fun, positive, lighthearted person. I love it.
No, I swear. It's like, God, you would not wear that tie, God. Okay, God has better style, I hope, because, oh my goodness. He's supposed to, anyways.
So good.
Yeah,
so good.
Joan of Arcadia, 6 years ago, it would have been on 10 p.m. ABC.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
I had something to add to the whole existence thing, but it's all
gone. No, I'd love to hear it.
I don't remember what it was. It's probably the same thing I say every time I ask that question, is what I need to stop doing, but I'm not going to because it's a conversation, God.
I'm going to hedge my bets on my answer as well and say, none of us can ever really know, so just live life.
That's what it was. Because we are in a situation that I perceive as more or less pretty rough going forward for a while.
Yeah.
It has allowed me to actually live harder.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a crazy way, but like I feel like I'm doing more.
Okay.
As opposed to just like being somewhat comfortable, like, I'm gonna take some time off, whatever. I'm like doing more, like more podcasts, getting to meet more people, more stand up, more.
Yeah.
And just never, I mean, I was always making a habit of it to like try to say yes to everything, but now I'm saying yes to everything and being more present and for making sure I take in experiences and not just be passive. Like,
What's
the word I'm looking for?
Aggressively,
yeah,
alive.
Aggressively alive and just trying to be, not contribute. Most of my conversations eventually turn into this, just like a low stakes charade.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a word. Sounds like, I actually don't know what it sounds like, but not aggressive, not partaking, but it's close to partaking.
Present,
close, like, but it's like not contributing, but you're being a part of it. You're engaging. I want to engage in the experience. That's the word I'm looking for.
You're aggressively engaging.
I want to engage in all the experiences and try new things and see new people, meet new people, do new things. And I've been doing a much better job. Mostly because I have to. If I don't, I get really depressed. Ever since the election, I have been manic.
Yeah,
up
it's
down.
Been
it's, like
it's been yeah it's been a
yeah. But it doesn't help that also after that, just all the craziest shit has happened.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
In proximity,
yeah.
So
yeah,
it really. I've just been trying to do as much as possible. To tell the truth, actually, stand up has taken a slight step back because I've been doing these new things as opposed
to stand-up. I mean, that's good for stand up.
Yeah, you got to live your life.
Because, yeah, exactly. You have to have something to comment on.
And I've got some new stuff that I'll be able to bring to the table next time.
That's good. And as long as you're on fire with the light of Jesus Christ the Lord, then you're on the right track.
There you go.
You know?
Amen, brother.
We do it all. I know this is life's podcast, y'all, but I just want to take a second and be like, all right, everyone who's listening, bow your heads. Okay, bow your head. Bow it. Bow it. Bow your heads. All right. Hello, Jesus. Hi. You're so cool. I love you. I just want to say thank you for letting me be on Life's podcast. It has been such a blast and such a treasure and a treat. And he is so cute and so nice. But like, and it's thank you for creating bears and microphones and science. I know you're behind science, even though science is trying to be behind you. But that ain't true. Oh my God, I just rhymed. But anyways, Jesus, I just want to say thanks. And I think you're real great. Amen.
Amen. Perfect.
Say amen, listener. Say it out loud.
Yeah.
On the train, on the bus.
Just everyone.
Say amen really loud.
All right.
Okay.
So for the most part, interview's over.
Okay.
You did okay.
I did great.
I'd give it about a B.
A plus. 100%.
No, God, no.
This is going to be your number one episode. This is going to get you MeUndies money.
If that was true, I would be so happy. But at this point, if they don't kick me off, I'd be happy enough. It's not even really that much of a joke.
They don't
as much
kick
being
you
mean.
Off your own podcast? Oh, me?
Mean?
Wait, me?
No,
who's getting kicked off?
Me. No, yeah. I was implying that you had done so bad that they would kick me off. Podcasting, which is not even
it's
a possibility.
Yeah.
But there's no reason for me to all of a sudden now get playfully like fighting.
Yeah, you're kind of changing your character here.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not.
No, it's like
I actually finally feel like I'm okay. The caffeine is gone.
Okay, good.
I am not anxious. I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, but how do you feel about your mom?
So we're gonna take it from the top.
Okay, we're gonna start over.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey guys. Welcome to Bear with Leif. I'm joined by Max. Max,
hey,
how are you doing?
It's good.
Bears
Jesus, bears are fun. Jesus.
So we're at an hour 23. Do you want to play a game before we get out of here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. First, we're going to do this. We're going to do the plugs, and then we'll do the game. The game sometimes goes on. It's a lot of we're going to do the game dead last. So tell me, okay. Where can we find you? How do we find you? All the stuff.
I'm on Facebook. You can friend request me. I'm not that big time yet. same Facebook page, baby. I'm still here. I'm on Instagram at Max_Ogle, all lowercase. Twitter, the same. All my shows have no venues right now, so I'm trying to figure that out. So, just check those for updates. I have a show tomorrow, but this will not be out in time. It went really well, I'm sure.
It was great.
Yeah.
I was there. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I'm not sure when my other shows this month are, but I have shows, so just follow me for updates.
Guys, go to Twitter. Yeah. Funny Dude, host the shit out of Riff and Bits, which will be back, and I can't say it enough, best show I've ever seen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was great. Such an experience. All right, so we're going to play Pitch It.
Okay.
I'm going to try to explain the rules. At this point, the first game is me explaining the rules and you seeing if you can understand what I'm trying to say.
Baby girl, just come at me with them.
Okay. For the most part, it's a simple rhyming game.
Okay.
We're going to choose one show.
Okay.
In this scenario, say we chose Mad Men.
Okay.
The idea is we're going to make up silly rhyme, but then we're going to pitch that rhyme.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Mad Men. I come up with a rhyme and I go, I've got one. Don Draper battles depression in Sad Men.
Okay. Sick. All right, Don Draper takes.
Well, we have to choose another.
Oh, but can I do one for Mad Men real quick?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, hold on.
Excuse me.
I've got something.
My brain will blow up. Don Draper takes the Old West in Bad Men.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
What's
the show?
Yeah. What's the show you've been watching?
I've been watching a lot of. I want to say Westworld, but I don't want to say Westworld because it's not in the zeitgeist enough.
Yeah, I think we also did it.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, it's also surprisingly hard to rhyme with world. It got real rough.
Yeah, I bet. How about you done Community? No, that's a bad one.
That's hard to rhyme with.
Yeah, I don't know. How about All That?
Ooh, there you go. I like that. Think of something older.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do All That. Yeah, let's see. Here's a stupid one to get us started. Keenan and Kel start a baseball team in Ball That.
Okay, all right. Lori Beth Denberg takes down the fast food industry in All Fat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They turn into a QVC station for clothes at a certain time of year in the autumn in Fall Hat.
Wow. Okay. Okay. One. Amanda Bynes gets sober in Call Matt because Matt is her sponsor.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue with the selling clothes on QVC situation in Shawl That.
Okay.
Listen, I am terrible at this, and it's going to get worse.
Okay, well now, this was all a mistake.
yes. As most of this podcast is.
Okay. Gabriel Iglesias, who was actually an original cast member of All That?
That's really?
True. Yeah, he was.
Hmm.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Weird.
Yeah,
you're right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Also Nick Cannon. But yeah. I want to do like a Gabriel Iglesias joke just because he's...
Go for it. I won't stop you.
Gabriel Iglesias gets robbed by an unlicensed Batman in Tall Bat.
There you go. They start a fight club in Brawl That.
Oh, that's good.
That one's probably going to be the best one I have today.
Okay. Left Eye Lopez writes another theme song in, songs. Now that's what I call music of all that.
They all turn into felines in All Cat.
Oh, come on. Come on, Leif.
You want me what?
You're so fucking good at this.
I'm terrible at this.
No, you're pretty good.
I'm fast at it, but the rhymes are terrible.
And,
I love rhyming games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They moved their recording studio to the Mall of America in Mall That.
Okay. Wow.
They take a break and stall that.
Oh, God. This is like starting to feel aggressive. It's like,
no, you're just like, okay.
Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. More rhymes.
But it's okay because they're all babies and crawl that.
Oh, God. Stop. Stop it, Leif. I don't know. Executive producer Dick Wolf. This is done, bro. I'm done with this game. Fucking fade to black on this shit.
Oh. You're done?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
I'm out of all that rhymes.
I love that game.
I just mostly wanted to be like, yo, Gabriel Iglesias was an original cast member.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Ethan SP told me that shit.
That's so cool.
Yep.
Oh, let's see. What are those? Call That. Saul That.
I was trying to do like a Better Call Saul thing, but I was like,
I was going to get real rough if I had to and go Zool That.
Oh, man.
That would have been a bit much.
The Keymaster. You the gatekeeper? I don't know.
That's a great Rick Moranis.
Yeah, I'm really talented.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You've been nice all episode. We decided.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Damn it. Nice guy. Whole time. Let's stick with that. I need to make sure I don't overdo. I'm like a little tired right now. I'm like burnt out. That's the perfect spot for me to do comedy.
Yeah.
Like, not really happy. Like, forcing myself to do it.
Right. But like, just like just in like a good mood, but like a little spacey.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy to be here and like hanging out. But at the same time, I'm like tired and just like kind of, it's like, yeah, all right. It's my wheelhouse. But, seriously, dude, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been great.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
I will, without a doubt, you're going to be coming back in the future at some point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, Riffin Bits, I can't say it enough, was the best experience I had for comedy, and I can't wait for us to find a better experience.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Not experience. It was a great experience. I can't wait to find a new venue.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on one.
I would gladly do that.
Yeah.
That was not the goal.
But it's...
But I won't say no.
Hey, you know?
Let's see. Oh, I didn't do mine. You can find me at Sed Leif. Go to the webpage, brainmachinecomedy.com. You can see all the great projects I'm working on. We got 3 more coming out in the next couple months.
Yeah. Big ups.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. It really means the world to me. Happy New Year and all that shit. This is technically the first recording of the new year. And
oh, what's up? New year, new me. Who dis?
New year, new me. Who dis? Oh, do you have any? Oh, that's one thing I need to do. Have any New Year resolutions?
Yeah, it's to not say looking ass when I'm roasting people because that's not my culture.
All right.
That's
fair.
Not for me.
That's a good one. A good one. I'm going to try to run that bike 2,000 miles. I failed that last year. This year, though, we're going for it.
That's oof. Okay. Well, yeah, bye, guys. That's ooh.
You're just like, oh, that's not a bit. That's a real, that sucks. Yeah. That sounds the worst.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.